Hey everybody, and welcome back to the EV Cafe Takeaway, that podcast focused on a zero emission future that we all hope for, especially at Christmas. Not that it's any different, really, because we always hope for it, but it is Christmas time and we want to do something a little bit different, because as you know, that on the EV Cafe podcast, we have a closing tradition. Yes, we do. It's the EV Cafe magic wand, there with all its power in the lightning bolt. And we hand this magic wand to many people, everybody, in fact, over the podcast. And we ask them to make one wish. So over to everybody to see what their wish is. We have the lovely Professor Richard Allen.
Glee, there you go. It's going being handed through the camera.
It's got small,
there you go.
Though.
You got it.
See, magic has changed.
I would like to magically make the full value of things really appear to people. The full cost of what that combustion engine vehicle or what eating that food does is probably and equitably included so that we can make better choices.
We are talking to Melanie Shufflebotham from ZapMap.
I think I would like there to be 10 models of electric cars which have at least 250-mile ranges, which are new, sub £15,000.
Carla, wish for one thing.
My wish is sustainability. Sustainability for you to live until 106 years old and for people to be making the right choices and have the right mindset towards action versus inaction.
We have Glenn Saint.
Nothing should be off the table. So stop arguing. Stop arguing on LinkedIn about whether it's hydrogen or whether it's EV or whatever. That's a solution, not a requirement.
We could just get straight in, Johnny. You know the deal, don't you? Johnny Berry, sorry, I forgot to use your full name. What would you do with said magic wand with one wish?
Oh, God, what would I do? I would stop climate change.
Do you know what? Nobody's actually said that yet. Gary Comerford of EV Musings.
I would love to see a spate of high visibility, widely spread public service announcements that talk about EVs, EV adoption, and which destroy a lot of the myths and the tropes, the anti-EV tropes that are out there.
Mike Costain.
Oh, goodness. Should I have prepared for this question?
No, it's much more fun.
from a personal point of view, oh, my kids are happy and that's all that matters, really. Bit of happiness, eh?
Abby Chicken from Openreach. So you have a magic wand and you're able to do something.
Oh, can I explode people? I probably can explode like Bezos, Musk, Trump, oligarchy. That would be fun. That feels quite negative, does it?
Yes. Josh Spencer from Ford and Slater. So the magic wand, sadly, as
he hasn't
for those
got it,
of
has he? You didn't bring it. You don't have it. No.
I didn't bring it. It's the magic seashell.
We all, as an industry, have to be better at selling the problem we solve. You have to provide something which is appealing to everyone. And yes, absolutely, it's on an environmental level. We've got to compel people better, haven't we?
Yes. We have got the lovely Jonas Addison from Spiri.
It will be the bottleneck of our industry, and that is to be able to have the grid connections that everybody needs. The grid connections is always something we had to wait for. If we could get the grid connections that we are asking for ASAP, it would be the wish I do have for 2025.
Matt Eisenegger, it is the magic shell. Mm. And you've got to place it against your ear and listen.
Hang on, it's coming through now. I think recognition. People need to understand and recognise that when you're in bed, there's trucks up and down the local motorway network, guys and girls driving those things all the time to make sure that you've got fresh product on your shelves tomorrow morning when you go do your your Saturday morning shopping.
Ian Mills, Technical Director from Spirit EV. What wish would you want for our industry at this point in time?
I wish that we grow our business in terms of Spirit, and that we get some great customers through, and we deliver to them the end product that they want, and enable them to do that in a faster and a more cost-effective way.
The wonderful Stephen Hards from the RHA. So you now, with your wand, you have one wish.
For me, the wish is exactly what we just finished on, the mental health side of things. My wish is that as a result of this podcast, as a result of the CV show, that it helps even just one person that is going through those struggles.
Rick Bullemer. He's probably going to correct me on the pronunciation of your surname, but Rick.
Rick.
Just Rick. I'm going to have to use my magic powers to transmit to you the magic wand of joy. Pooh.
Oh, right.
And okay. There it is. So go on, give us a wish.
For the planet? Give us a bit more context.
So when you sit back, you think, gosh, you know, yes, I suppose it's in relation to our mission, our journey. You know, it could be things about your kids. But I think it's relating to sustainability and the journey that we're on.
Okay.
What would you wish for?
Don't be a prat.
Will Reeves, everybody, from the SMMT. Welcome, Will.
Hello, guys. I'm back.
We have a parting tradition, and it is to present you with the EV Cafe wand.
Ooh.
There we go.
Someone's been to the Harry Potter shop.
There we go. See, it's an invisible one.
I think if I had a magic wand, what I would like to try and magic up.
Sorry,
would
hang
be...
on, Will. No, not if you've got one. I've just handed it to you.
With my magic wand, Paul, I would like to create confidence for operators to place orders for zero emission vehicles and hydrogen vehicles, obviously, and for there to be the charging infrastructure at depots, for the charging infrastructure to be out on the public highway. All those motorway service stations have 10 HGV charging points. Wouldn't it be great?
It's Fraser Crichton, everybody, from Dundee City Council. Ooh, Fraser, welcome back. Today it's the magic pencil, because that's what I have. What is it that you would wish for?
People that are the actual dinos of this country are putting up infrastructure and they're just putting chargers up, and they will get their return on that. But there is no element of renewable energy in the actual structure that they're building. Can the government please see that the buildings and vehicles and energy are all one and the same?
Chris Welsh from Welsh's Transport. So you now hold the magic wand. What would you do for us?
I would like a wish to be that there would be a lot more operators on this journey alongside me. This journey is easier when more people do it.
John Farley, everybody, is Managing Director of AW Energy.
I'd like people to champion positive change. Climate change, the climate emergency, everything that's happening around that, obviously that's negative change. But there are things that we can do about it. It was last month we had the best EV sales record, I think, ever in March. And yet the next day in some of the newspapers they were talking about, oh, do people really want to go to EV and why? There's no reason for that. We need to embrace positive change.
Chris Hazel. So, Chris, you now have the magic wand.
I think for me, it's more going to be a global impact of, I was really hoping that with like all the European Union stuff, that suddenly we'd slowly get to a point where globally we would have one, I suppose, more entity. In my head, I'd just love to see that more globally managed approach. You know, a bit like the human body has its key sections that work. You could do that globally.
G from Enso. G, full name being Gunnlaugr Lars. And tell us what your full name is.
Yeah, sorry for that. So my full name is Gunnlaugr Peter Erlandsson, and I blame my parents for that one.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? What would you like to see that needs a little bit of magic deployed?
I'd like the rest of the industry to follow our lead. We're not going to make every tire on the planet. It's not just us that need to show that the industry can change. We need followers. We need the rest of the industry to go this direction. We need the change, because otherwise we're not going to address the air pollution microplastics. We didn't set up Enso because we wanted to be wildly rich. We just wanted to be wildly successful.
The wonderful Adam Bishop.
My wish is going to be purely selfish.
as Strongman is, and I think that would be just to have I'd love a full-time chef to come here and cook all my meals. That'd be so good, wouldn't it? Imagine just waking up and I'm talking like a Michelin star chef has made all your meals for the day and they're all spot on. I think, oh, that'd be glorious. I'd love that.
Ian Plummer. Cast a spell, probably not the right kind of terminology, but, you know, make a wish.
I would love our industry to be more inclusive in every respect. The lack of female representation in the industry when I go to various events is still quite startling. We are part of an industry which is the biggest carbon emitter in the UK and in Europe and so on. Therefore, we need to be part of the solution, not the problem, then great. But all of that is all far more easily enabled if we are truly representative of the communities that we serve, the customers that we have, and the environment we belong to.
Rosario, you are very welcome. How would you use your one wish?
So the getting the power locally, not nationally, that's where the issue really truly lies. My magic wish would be, please, can we make things a lot more simpler, quicker, and more effective in order to kind of help support these customers that just basically want to get a little bit more power and get the projects moving forward.
We have the wonderful Neil Riddell.
I wish that all regulators, by law, cannot pass any form of electric vehicle charging regulation unless they're an EV driver.
Amen. James Rooney from Network Rail, head of fleet there. Could he be the first person that's never grabbed it? Oh, no, there it is. He's got it. Well done. But James, what is your wish?
Flying cars. I mean that sincerely. Absolutely flying cars. Always have been. Whether it be like a drone thing or something else. Flying cars every day of the week.
Brett Houghton of Iveco, welcome. How would you use your one wish?
I think it would just be health, happiness, and just to be sure and right in your own mind. If you think you can do it, you more than likely can. If you can't do it, it'll make you stronger for next time. So yeah, just a confidence one to everybody, I think.
Trevor Palmer from EV Blocks, founder, entrepreneur, CEO, managing director, tea maker, everything. You get one wish.
Cool. I think for me at the moment, I don't want this to end. What we're doing, I love what I do. I don't want it to end. I think that would be my wish.
I love that. Just more of the same, please. We have the wonder that is Sarah Papamichalis.
So if I had a magic wand, it would be to explain to all the government officials who are typing these pieces of legislation, make it as concrete as possible as to what you want the outcome to be. And maybe that's it. Yeah. User-centric legislation. How about that?
We have the mighty Jack Cousins, head of policies for the AA.
Okay, if I've only got the one wish, then it has to be a far bigger focus on road safety. Let's get road fatalities down to zero. There should be no way that somebody can walk out their front door and not come home because of something that's happened on the road, which is, in the vast majority of the time, completely preventable.
Tom Pearson from CPD.
So I think it's really critical that we talk about people's experiences. We talk about people's challenges in a really non-judgmental way, and that nobody ever feels alone in their grief or challenge. There is always an ear, and that people know that's okay, and people take that opportunity to talk.
I am joined by the amazing Tim Campbell. How would you use the magic wand for one wish?
I think just unlock electrification and renewables in the truck industry. It's as simple as that.
Simple as that?
Unlock it.
Absolutely.
I don't know how you unlock it, but yeah, exactly.
And we are joined by the CEO of the EVA.
I'd love to wave a magic wand and create this future landscape where all the grid connections are in place, we're all driving electric, there's no noise, no pollution anywhere, and we're all just much happier people for it.
We have got Faizan Ahmed from First Bus. What would you wish for?
I think for the benefit of customers as well as for the benefit of shared charging infrastructure providers or just regular charging infrastructure providers, I do think if there was one big global map a global platform to rule them all, regardless of whether it's on one network or the other network, such that there was just this perfect meeting point of someone who needs charging knows exactly where they can go to get charging.
Tim Morris, everybody.
I don't know how much power I have, but can I fix the weather? World hunger and all that. Can I fix the economy?
A mighty man of charging, the man Andreas Blin from ChargePoint. You get one wish. Here it comes. There we go. You've got it. Oh, look at that. That's the best that's ever been done. That is absolute. What the heck?
If I could have one wish, I would like everybody who thinks about their next car or their current car to go about it with an open mind.
Hello and welcome to the EV Cafe Takeaway.
You're doing a very good poll.
For those of you watching on YouTube, I've got the glasses on. I've shaved my head specially for this episode.
Nice.
That's
beard.
Fake news. Nice little scratchy beard. We have the wonderful Chris Bunce from Aveco.
Oh,
Paul
dear.
Kirby will watch this back and he will fire me because he usually has a beautiful magic wand complete with lightning bolt, but all I've got is lightning bolt. And your job is to take this lightning bolt, which is actually a gift from me to you because it helps you. You didn't take it.
Just pretend.
Just grab
Fine.
It. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. What is your magic wand wish?
I'd certainly like over the next 2 to 3 years there to be some real stability in the market so that everybody is working towards one goal.
This is Stephen Bryars of Barrel Media here in the UK. You've got one wish.
What would it be? You know, you could talk about, you know, you could get very specific around, you know, the improvement in terms of van electrification.
Yes, right, that's it. That was your wish. Sorry, I've got to save your first answer. Evelyn Torres, customer service experience director for a Europe car. That's it. I use from somewhere. I just couldn't remember where. We have a closing tradition on the EV Cafe Takeaway podcast. Ooh. One day we're going to put this into a podcast all of its own. We have had, as I often reflect back on, the most standout one, so is a personal chef.
Yeah, so a personal chef sounds amazing, along with a personal sommelier.
Right, that's it, everybody.
Come
Evelyn Torres, everybody. Well done. Michelle Breffett, one of the founding members of the team Women Drive Electric.
My wish is to find a day where women don't get those negative experiences walking into car dealerships or to garages, and they don't feel they're going to be ripped off. They feel informed, they feel inspired, and they feel they've got the tools to make the right decision that's for them, to make the switch to electric, and they also have the confidence to walk away if they don't get the service they want.
Paul Hollick, chairman of the Association of Fleet Professionals and CEO of Lightfoot. And you now have the power to have one wish.
Business-wise, I think it's the apprenticeship program for the AFP that will really support the industry for many, many, many years, straight decades to come.
Phil Morris, key account manager for Aveco. How would you use your one wish?
For me, what I'd actually try and do is put a real willingness to change in this industry. There's a lot of people who say they want change, but don't really push for it. I mean, we have the knowledge now. Across Europe, we have the knowledge of what we can do, what will work, what won't work, and how we can actually make this change. We just now actually need to act upon it.
Chris Dimitru from Islington Borough Council, where I once lived.
If I had one wish, it is that other London local authorities follow suit and try and get their decarbonisation of their own fleet's journey going, which will be great for London's air quality. It will help us all. I think we've got a big responsibility. I think we should be leading the way in the public sector. Come on, everyone. Come on, everyone else in London. Let's get cracking. Let's do this.
It's great to be in person with the wonderful Stuart Murphy from the Royal Mail. What would you use the magic wand for? One wish.
I'll be sad. Okay, so in terms of it, my company car is up for renewal at the moment. So I want a car that enables me to get all three kids, including the car seat, in the back without them being cramped, that can do over 400 mile range. There you go.
Well, okay. We have got the Chief Marketing Officer, Lisa Thomas from Motability Operations, everybody.
There's a couple of things that I would want on my wish list. One is solving for WAVs in the future, wheelchair accessible vehicles, and ensuring a future for them. I think, though, that most and directly in my world, I think it would be ensuring we were well understood, bringing all external audiences, understanding that what we do is good and changes people's lives, and that's important.
It's the lovely Nigel Allsop, Fleet Director for Fleet Account Director for BT. What would you use your one wish for?
Oh, so I'd be personal in my wishes, just as good. So I would wish everyone that I know to be healthy and prosperous and to look out for each other would be my wish.
And we've got the lovely Michael Braybrook from Zaptec. What would you wish for? Probably in our industry, but in your life as a leader and all of that kind of stuff. Talk to us about it.
I'd love the synergy between the OEM car manufacturers and utility and charging companies to kind of become closer, become one. If I had a magic wand, I would just make that a lot easier. And then we could just get on with making it happen, putting it out there into the real world.
Sarah Gray, Dawson Groove-Vez, what would your wish be?
I wish I'd known this question before now. This is going to sound really cheesy, but I just want my daughter to be happy. And that's it.
This is Rebecca Denyer from Sebring. What would you wish for?
The hard times that we've had and continue to experience, they're mostly things that we can't control. And that's when I want a magic wand to say, just go away, just make it, you know, just do what we ask you to do. Or when we order something, please arrive when it's supposed to be asked.
We have got Dale Einan. Have I pronounced that correctly?
You have got it correct. Well done.
Yes. Wow. I had lessons earlier. What do you wish for?
In a business context, so I think I just want the industry to be better recognised for the great work it does and not to be seen as a support service.
Lindsay Hetherington from Drax Electric Vehicles, Fleet and Workplace Charging Specialist, no less. Well, how will you use your wish?
In terms of the industry, just let people be themselves, let them be. Don't try and have opinions, don't try and control what other people are doing. Just let them do them and everyone will be much happier.
So, my wish is for certainty. Politicians are regularly getting in the way all of the time and driving me mad. We've seen it from the Conservatives. We've seen it from the European Parliament. I wish that they all get one version of the truth. They realise the value and importance of air quality. They realise the value and importance of our climate, and that they make a decision and stick to it for more than 5 minutes.
My wish for 2026 is that UK EV registrations continue where 2025 left off. I also hope that we see a proliferation of EHGVs on the UK roads and that governments start listening to the science rather than those with the loudest voices.
This year has been such a mix of ups and downs for everybody in the industry. And so I hope that next year, 2026, we can carry forward one of my favourite phrases, which is that a rising tide lifts all ships. If you help each other to succeed, we can ban the naysayers, debunk those myths, and become a profitable, thriving EV industry, despite the headlines.
Do you know what I wish for? Absolute price parity. I'm talking about the day where a brand new electric van or car costs exactly the same as its petrol or diesel equivalent, right off the forecourt. No grants, no subsidies, just fair pricing. If we remove the upfront cost barrier, we unlock transition for everyone, not just the big players. Let's make the sustainable choice the easy choice. Magic!